Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY26 earnings conference call of Ganesh Infrawert Limited, hosted by Ex-Depo Advisory. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Gautam Kothari from Ex-Depo Advisory. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Q1 FY26 earnings conference call of Ganesh Infrawert Limited. Today on this call, we have Mr. Abhay Kumar Singh, Group CFO. Due to an unforeseen emergency on their end, Mr. Vibhor Agarwal will not be able to join the call today. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations as of today. Actual results may differ. The statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. A detailed safe harbor statement is given on the second page of the earnings presentation of the company, which has been uploaded on the stock exchange and the company's website as well. With this, I now hand over the call to Mr. Abhay Kumar Singh for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Gautam Ji. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. I am Abhay Singh, the Group CFO of Ganesh Infrawert Limited. I hope you have all had a chance to go through the investor presentation, which has been uploaded on the stock exchange as well on the company's website. We are pleased to begin the year on a strong note, delivering robust 34% growth in revenue. Our EBITDA margin improved by 190 basis points to 11.2%. Our PAT margin rose to 8.1%, reflecting an increase of 70 basis points year-on-year. Building on this strong financial foundation, we are also taking bold steps towards expanding our strategic footprint. In line with our vision to become a globally competitive EPC player, we are in the process of incorporating a subsidiary, GRB Global LLC, in Dubai, UAE. This will mark Ganesh Infrawert's entry into a high-potential Middle East EPC market, where we aim to pursue opportunities in water, electrical, and civil infra projects. With a team of over 80+ skilled professionals working across eight Indian states and now with a foothold in Dubai, we are well-positioned to deliver complex projects efficiently and reliably. Our robust fleet, comprising advanced excavation equipment, concrete batching plants, tower cranes, and pile driving rigs, gives us a clear execution edge. Our current work order, our current order book stands strong at 1,185 crores, giving us solid revenue visibility for the upcoming quarters. We continue to maintain a healthy debt-to-equity ratio of 0.21x, reflecting our disciplined approach to capital allocation and risk management. Let me share a quick snapshot of our work order composition for financial year purchase. 572.69 crores in civil infrastructure, around 123 crores in road and rail infrastructure, and around 490 crores in water infrastructure development projects as of June purchase. I am also delighted to share that Ganesh Infrawert Limited has been awarded a significant work order during quarter one financial year 2026, valued at 206 crores for balance of plant civil works for a plant in Andhra Pradesh on a subcontract EPC basis. Securing this order underscores our growing reputation as a trusted partner in high-value, time-bound EPC projects. It is noteworthy that our water infrastructure segment has scaled up nearly tenfold year-on-year, reinforcing our strategic focus on this vital sector. Allow me to take a moment to highlight a remarkable momentum in India's infrastructure sector, which continues to present vast opportunity for growth and development. India's infrastructure momentum remains robust. In quarter one financial year 2026, central government CapEx rose nearly 20% YoY, led by strong investments in transport, urban development, and water supply. with around 1.3 lakh crore allocated toward PM Awas Yojana, UIDF and Smart Cities Mission, civil infrastructure demands, especially in Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities, is rising sharply, creating a significant EPC opportunity for execution-focused players like us. Water infra continues to be a strategic priority. As of June 2025, over 12.5 crore rural households, around 80.4% of total, are connected to tap water under the Jal Jeevan Mission. With 100% coverage targeted by 2026, demands remain strong for water treatment plants, pumping stations and pipeline networks. We are capitalizing on this with a growing order book and strong presence in states like Madhya Pradesh and West Bengal. India's rail and road infra is also undergoing rapid transformation. Nearly 97% of broad gauge roads are now electrified, with full coverage targeted by 2030. Under PM Gati Shakti and NIP, large-scale investments are underway in OHE systems, logistic corridors, expressway and urban rail. We are aligned with these initiatives, executing rails and road infra projects with modern equipment and skilled teams, positioning Ganesh Infra World for a long-term and sustainable growth. Now let me take you through the financial performance of Ganesh Infra World Limited for quarter 1 financial year 26. We posted a revenue of around 180.7 crores, registering a strong 34% year-on-year growth. EBITDA came in at 20.3 crores, making a robust 62% year-on-year increase from quarter 1 financial year 25. Our EBITDA margin improved by 190 basis points, rising from 9.3% in quarter 1 financial year 25 to 11.2% in quarter 1 financial year 26. Profit after tax for the quarter stood at 14.6 crores, reflecting a solid 46% year-on-year growth compared to quarter 1 25. PAT margin expanded by 70 basis points from 7.4% to 8.1%, underscoring a strong operating leverage we are now achieving at scale. With that, we are now open the floor for questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask questions, please press star and 1. The first question is from Vishwender Singh from Prudent Equity. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, am I audible?
Yes, hello. Mr. Rubin, you are audible.
Yes sir. So, sir, congratulations on the order and the current quarterly results. I wanted to ask, are you seeing any issues in receivable in the water-related orders and wanted to take your comment on the increased receivable at the balance sheet?
So, we are presently not facing any issues with water-related orders. Basically, we are executing water under the Amrut scheme. So, as you are aware that the company was majorly into civil and road and water, the company has entered in the previous financial year only. And the issues which the industry is facing right now is under JJM. However, since we were not present at the time of JJM, so we have only due orders which is coming under the Amrut scale, and as of now there is a smooth payment cycle and everything in the Amrut scheme. So we are currently not facing any cash flow issues under the water segment.
Okay, so like you mentioned that 490 crores of worth of orders are in water and water related schemes. So can you like give a percentage-wise bifurcation of Amrut versus JJM scheme, if it is available?
So it is full under Amrut, sir. Actually, what has happened that till last year, we were in civil and road only. The water was only 10%, and that too only new orders were there. And current year we have more executed under water project, because last year we have got those orders. So all the orders which the company has received is new orders which are under Amrut. So at the time JJM orders were issued or were awarded, at that particular point of time, company was not participating on those orders or under water segment. So since we are a new entry to the water and the industry which is facing cash flow issues in water, they are basically facing because of the old project which were under JJM, and JJM cash flows were somehow struck by the government. But we were fortunate enough that we entered late actually in the water, and that is why we are actually not facing any issues.
Okay. And secondly, I wanted to ask, wanted to take your comment on the increased receivable at the balance sheet. Like, is it comfortable at such a size, or like, is there any issue related to them?
So receivables, if you see the receivables is increasing because of increase in working capital, the increase in turnover of the company. The company has grown its turnover. So from 135 crores in quarter one of last year to 180 crores in current year, if you compare the receivables with number of days, it is almost stable. Some fluctuations of 2-5 days will definitely happen, but otherwise it is almost stable. The increase in debtors is all on account of increase in receivable, increase in sales actually.
Okay. Lastly, I wanted to ask, like, what is the current bidding pipeline, and like, how do you see the order book for the next two financial years?
So we are basically bidding approximately 5 times of the order book which we are expecting. As of now, the company is having an order book of 1,185 crores approximately, and we have an order pipeline of approximately 5,000 crores.
Okay, and like, what is the?
This includes bid orders. So definitely full 5,000 will not convert, but it will convert maybe. So if you say, we can say, we can expect a company will definitely expect 100% conversion, but if you prudently say, the conversion should be approximately 25-30%.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask questions, please press star and one. The next question is from Amit Shah, from Shah Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes. Yes, sir, you are audible.
Yes, sir. Good evening. So my first question is, sir, what is the growth outlook in the coming future for all the segments, especially into the water infrastructure, sir?
So, with respect to growth, what we are estimating is we are increasing new orders in the water segment. However, we are also taking civil and road. But what we understand is at present, the water orders are approximately 41%. But when you compare water order as on June quarter, it was at 9%. And we estimate water to increase further from 41 to approximately 60-65% by the year end. So this is the growth which a segment water can come. And with respect to the growth which company can see, so company has now given a growth of approximately 33% on quarter to quarter, what I believe. Approximately 33%, and you can say, so the growth for projections, what we can project is, since we have received IPO proceeds in the month of December, so we have infused that capital into working capital in phase-wise manner in different quarters, and by the end of this quarter, we have actually invested the full money in the company in working capital. So the company will now enjoy the full working capital benefits in the sales, order executions, and profitability. So we can further get an improvement in sales and profitability numbers. But definitely we can, so on the minimum side, we can project the past track record, and definitely the past track record should improve by utilizing the IPO process, which has been completed by this quarter. So the full benefit will be seen from the next quarter onwards.
Okay, sir. That was helpful. My second question would be, sir, we have recently made a JV as well for executing a South Eastern Railway project. So what kind of growth do we expect from this JV, and how many more JVs do we expect to make going ahead?
So, sir, under this JV, we will be executing railway signaling work and earthwork also. So this is a good order which we are expecting directly from the railway. So we have formed this JV. So as per the plan of the company is a subcontracting company, and the company visions for becoming a contractor directly with PSUs and government. So the company has made a plan that company will first take some orders, maybe 3, 4, 5 orders in current year in JV format, along with partners who have experience of executing directly with the government. And once we taste the flavor of direct contracts, then we will directly bid in the PSUs and governments for the next financial year. So this financial year, we are predicting approximately 4, 5 more JVs to come, but definitely this will depend upon the success. We are putting our best efforts to take this forward in this final fashion, and the first step has been taken by incorporating a JV in current quarter.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. That was very helpful.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to participants that you may press star and one to ask questions. Ladies and gentlemen, please press star and one to join the question queue. We take the next question from Vishwender Singh from Prudent Equity. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I wanted to ask, EBITDA margins have increased both sequentially and annually year-on-year. So, do you see these margins throughout the year to be sustainable?
Yes, sir. So, what has happened, I am telling you. So, we are seeing an EBITDA margin of approximately 11.2% to 11.3% in current quarter. So, if we can see, there is 2% better profitability in water compared to civil. Since our majority of the sales were coming from civil last year, and since this year we have taken 40% of the water, that is why the EBITDA margin has improved, and the company visions to increase the water segment to 60% to 65% by year end. So the last quarter should get better EBITDA as compared to the first quarter, looking at the increase in water segment contribution in the revenue. So the way water segment revenue will increase, the EBITDA and profitability should increase, as the profitability in water segment is better than other segment by 2%.
Okay, noted. And also I wanted to ask, out of our current order book, how much do you target to complete this year, sir? And average time cycle for a water project was somewhere around 18 months. So, do you see any leverage taking place there due to our increased working capital and our breadth?
So, for average project size is 18 months. Even if we invest more capital, the timeline would definitely not reduce, because each and every activity is lined up accordingly, and the alignment with the client is also done in that fashion. But increased working capital enables us to book higher orders, so we can book more orders, but we cannot execute the existing order on faster way. So existing order, average order of 18 months will definitely lie.
Noted, sir. Lastly, I wanted to ask, what has been our composition of the projects been in particular states? What are the top 3 states that we are currently doing our projects in?
The state-wise if we can say, then our top states includes Maharashtra, Odisha, then Uttar Pradesh, and West Bengal.
Okay.
Although we are working approximately in 8 states, but the top revenue comes in these 4 states.
Okay. Note. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask questions, please press star and 1. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. The next question is from Heath Mehta, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
So yeah, good evening. So wanted to ask that we have set up a subsidiary in Dubai. So what kind of growth we are anticipating in the international markets?
Good evening, sir. So we have incorporated, or we are in the process of incorporating a subsidiary in Dubai. So the company has been established in Dubai, but the incorporation process is going on. So we have not yet contributed any capital, but we are in the process of contributing the capital, which is expected in this quarter. However, the company has been incorporated. The company has been incorporated with a vision to expand its construction business in Dubai, Middle East, Saudi Arabia countries. So the company is looking at a lot of opportunities in construction sector, in particularly Middle East and Saudi Arabia. And hence, we have incorporated a company in Dubai to explore the possibilities to judge the capabilities and profitability, and then wisely invest or wisely participate in the projects in those countries. So as of now, we have not identified any projects or any work, but we are in discussions with various parties for projects there, and we are exploring. So just to explore, participate, and be ready, we have incorporated a company right now, but definitely in future, the company has a vision to expand its operations abroad.
Okay. And what kind of top line are you expecting for this year, and what should be the kind of guidance for the top line and the margins and the bottom line? If you could help me with that.
So we have got 33% increment in quarter to quarter as compared with June quarter of last year and June quarter of this year. And since we have invested the full IPO proceeds in working capital by the end of this quarter only, so we will get the true benefit of full money utilization from the next quarter. And hence we should expect a growth of minimum the target or historical growth which the company has given, with an additional growth which the capital will contribute towards working capital. So minimum growth we should expect at par with the historical numbers.
Thank you so much. That's helpful.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to participants that you may press star and 1 to ask questions. The next question is from Ritesh Randhawa from CAGR. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello sir. Actually, I just joined a bit late actually, just 2 minutes back. Sir, I heard you speaking about the registration being done in Dubai. So, just wanted to understand, sir, we are still a very, very young company actually, and say kind of still lots to do maybe here itself. So kind of, so why are we kind of maybe thinking of venturing into the Middle East right now?
So we have just made a company in Dubai to explore the opportunities. So what has happened that we are getting lot of inquiries from Dubai, Middle East, and Saudi Arabia. And we are seeing there are huge construction opportunities going on in these countries. So we want to explore. We are not very We have not identified any project or work, but we want to explore and see that we are not missing the bus. So just out of, you can say a FOMO, the company does not want to miss the bus of opportunities. So the company has incorporated a company, and we want to explore now. So at present, we are in the process of incorporation. So capital has not been contributed. But yes, in this quarter, we vision to complete the incorporation. And then we want to explore the opportunities and see if any opportunity can come and add profitability to the Indian entity.
Okay. Okay. Sure, sir. Thank you for that. And sir, I just came across your company because of the good numbers posted, so I haven't kind of gotten into the history of the company. So pardon me if some of the questions might be pretty basic. But the previous participant asked questions around the guidance, actually, and you said talked about that okay, we should be able to grow at historical rates. So maybe could you please elaborate a bit more on what do we mean by historical rates in this case?
So actually, we have not disclosed or we have not presented projections numbers to investors or stock exchange. So we have given only historical numbers. So actually, I want to say that we have given a growth of 33% quarter to quarter this quarter as compared to our June quarter of last year. And we have also invested the full IPO proceeds which the company has raised in December last year in this quarter only. So we have utilized the full money by this quarter end only. So the company will be able to see the benefit of the capital introduced in IPO from September quarter onwards. So definitely we should expect a better growth in near future. But if you want to know that what would be the growth rate, so we can see any growth rate which is, should be better than the historical rate actually.
Okay, okay. And just to second that maybe, so basically 33% year-on-year growth we have seen this quarter. So I'm not asking for a number if you don't give, want to give that. But then my understanding is that, okay, next quarter onwards, we should see better growth than 33% on a YOY basis, right? That is what
yeah,
we mean by the capital.
Logically, you are correct because the full money has been invested in this quarter. So the 100%
right.
Utilization of the money will be available for growth in the next quarter. So logically,
right.
The next quarter should be better than the current quarter.
Right. 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 Okay, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
And sir, as I understand, second, if we were mainly into subcontracting and now we would be kind of doing this work on our own as well. So would that result in the margins expansion going forward over a period of time and for FY26 and maybe going ahead as well, say kind of as our subcontracting order book reduces? So how do we see the margin trajectory panning out?
Yeah, so if a company moves from subcontracting to contracting, the business sales or industry sales improvement of profitability by 2%. So 2% on absolute basis. So supposingly if we are at a PAT level of maybe 8% now, the contracting company would have a PAT level of 2% with similar expenses and similar scale. So so the margins would improve from 8 to 10% just by shifting the orders from subcontracting to contracting. So if the company is able to move it's order from subcontracting to contracting, the margins will definitely improve by 2% in absolute number. But this will improve gradually because the at present the company has order book in subcontracting, which the company will complete in 18 to 20 months. And current year also the company is booking orders on subcontracting basis, which will get completed in another 2 years. So what will happen is there would be a mix of subcontracting and contracting the next year and gradually the contracting business will start contributing more and this will actually give a derivation of higher profit in the near futures.
Right, right. Okay. And sir, I'm sorry if you this would be a repetition, you might have answered this earlier, but what is the total order book right now?
The total order book right now is 1,185 crores approximately.
1,185 crores. Okay, sir. And we expect this to be executed by?
The average life would be approximately around 18 months.
18 months. And sir, lastly, say kind of normally, what kind of an order book conversion do we see in a particular financial year, actually, say kind of 60%, 70%, something on those lines? I'm not sure if you're able to
So
answer that.
basically what we are seeing that since we were in subcontracting, the conversion in subcontracting is very high because of the repeat
Right.
customers and repeat orders.
Right.
But if we see the conversion in new orders with respect to contracting, then under contracting, the conversion should be around 20 to 25%. But this number will gradually be derived in case of our company.
Right. Okay, sir. Yeah, thanks very much. I'll come back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to participants that you may press star and one to join the question queue. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask questions, you may press star and one. The next question is from Anush Dutt, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, sir, you are audible.
Congratulations, sir, on the new orders. So my question is that you had an outlook of 1,400 crores of order book as of last quarter, in which we have already locked in 1,185 crores of order. So is there any re-guidance on our order book for the whole year of FY26?
So we have right now 1,185 crores order book as on 30 June, and pending bid book is approximately around 5,000 crores. So this is the number of current quarter end. And we expect a growth in order book vis-a-vis growth in sales in same manner, actually.
Okay, thank you, sir. And I also wanted to know how many projects are ongoing currently.
So the number of projects ongoing currently is approximately 27.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you so much, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you. Next question is from Devang Joshi from Glance Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah. Sir, any plans of fundraising, sir?
So with respect to debt or equity?
Well, in what form? I mean, are you planning to do any fundraising at
So at present, we have sufficient capital to take the execution for the current financial year. We are not in much requirement of working capital or CapEx in current financial year. But yes, we have applied for some enhancement in debt. So we have approximately limit for 40 crores from banking limits at present, which is actually very, very low if we see the scale. The debt is low because of the IPO fundraise of last year. And however, to take a comfort, we have actually applied for some limits in banking. And we expect some enhancements to come in near future. But those would be very, very minimal and not substantial.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to participants that you may press star and one to join the question queue. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask questions, please press star and one. Next question is from Amit Shah from Shah Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the follow-up question. My question is, as EPC is basically a seasonal business, so what growth do you foresee in the near quarters?
So, sir, we generally estimate that ETC is definitely seasonal business. So our best quarters are December and March, and where we expect 65% of the revenue comes in these two quarters, and balance 35% revenue comes in first and second quarter. This is general trend which we are looking, if you see historically also.
Okay, sir. And my second question is, sir, under the water infra segment, what are the sub-segments which we are targeting? As yesterday, there was also an announcement of water infra project worth of 200+ crores in the Dharavi STPC, sir.
Yes, so yesterday we had actually booked one order of 203 crores for sewage treatment infrastructure in Dharavi. This order we have received with respect to this is basic order. So if you are aware, the Dharavi is coming with a very big water project with a tie-up of Welspun and Suez. So we are a subcontractor, and we have got order for 200 crores with respect to earthwork, civil and piling work for the water treatment plant and sewage treatment plant. So this is the order we have received and we have announced yesterday. And with respect to the coverage which we are doing in water, we are doing water treatment plants, we are doing sewage treatment plants, we are doing water distribution, transmission, both. So distribution is basically laying of pipelines and giving access to water to every house of Indian citizens. And transmission is basically movement of water from water dams to reservoirs. So we are doing both laying of pipelines and movement of water, and also water treatment plants and sewage treatment plants.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may press star and one. The next question is from Ritesh Randhawa from CAGR. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yes, sir, you are audible.
Yeah. Sir, I missed the last part, actually, second, that you'd provided a segregation between H1 and H2, actually, revenue contribution. Could you please repeat that?
But generally, if we see historical record also, H1 is almost like 35%, and H2 is almost 65%, looking at the seasonality of the industry.
Right. Okay, sir. And sir, again, I'm sorry, this might be a repetition as I joined late, but what is the order book composition, sir? Composition in terms of what is civil, what is railways, what is water, those two?
So at present, in 30 June, out of 1,185 crores of orders, we have 570 crores odd orders for civil, 122 for road, and water is 490.
Okay. Okay, sir. Yeah. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to participants that you may press star and one to ask questions. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask questions at this time, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from Vishwendra Singh from Prudent Equity. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I actually missed on the execution timeline of the current order book. So, like, if you can please share the execution timeline of current order book of the current.
Approximately it is 18 months.
Okay. So, like, for our EPC projects that we had somewhere around a longer timeline than our water project. So does this 18 months period consider that as well?
Yes, sir. Because in civil, we are not getting new very large orders right now. We are taking large orders in water. So with the civil order, small orders are definitely coming on regular basis. But if we see the large orders, all the orders are under execution. So that is why the age of civil orders has also decreased for this quarter.
Okay. Noted. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Anyone who wishes to ask questions at this time, please press star and one on your touch-tone telephone. Well, if there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Abhay Kumar Singh for closing comments.
Hello?
Yes, sir. There are no further questions.
Okay. Thank you, Gautamji. Thank you all for participating in this earnings call. I hope we have been able to answer your questions satisfactorily. If you have any further questions or you would like to know more about the company, please feel free to reach out to our investor relations manager at XP4 Advisory. Thank you. Stay safe and healthy. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Ganesh Infraworld Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.